From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. It's election day here in the United States, and with the first ballots cast just after midnight in the rural community of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton emerged the winner, gathering half of all the votes, with her rival Republican Donald Trump coming in second. Both candidates held rallies late into the night as Trump addressed supporters in Michigan and Hillary Clinton spoke to backers in North Carolina. With the sometimes contentious campaign drawing to a close, voters are sharing their views on the candidates.
Well, I voted for Hillary Clinton. I think she's a strong person. I think she's got the experience to lead our country.
Well, I voted for Mr. Trump for president because I believe he's a free man. I don't believe anybody owns him.
Polls heading into Election Day give Clinton a 2 to 3 point lead over Trump. You can find more on the U.S. presidential elections as well as live coverage later this evening, Tuesday, at voanews.com. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security as the city plans to host the election night gatherings of both major presidential parties. Bill de Blasio is the mayor of New York.
Know that you are safe and well protected. You'll see the presence at key locations around the city. You'll see it in the subways. You'll see it around the locations where the election celebrations will be happening.
It is rare for both major candidates to schedule their election night celebrations in the same city. Federal and state officials are looking into intelligence reports that Al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack on or before the election. Possible targets are said to be New York, Virginia, and Texas. This is VOA News. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power and military advisors, captured a number of Islamic State positions amid heavy fighting Monday north of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. does not underestimate the hard work ahead, adding that Syrian democratic forces have already made progress in the early days of the advance, supported by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. The Syrian democratic forces announced on Sunday the start of an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamist State extremists in 2014 and self-designated as the center of extremist rule. Iraqi authorities say the military coalition pressing a huge offensive against the Islamic State extremists near the northern city of Mosul have uncovered a mass grave containing at least 100 decapitated bodies. The victims are believed to be civilians. Islamic State fighters have controlled Mosul and its outlying towns and villages for more than 2 years, and civilians who recently escaped describe repeated incidents of mass executions by the extremists. South Korea's embattled president Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major political concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. Park has faced tens of thousands of protesters and an investigation into whether one of her confidants manipulated government decisions. Tuesday's concession could severely curtail Park's ability to govern in the 15 months she has left in her term. China has declared that democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take up their seats in the legislature, weighing in on a dispute over the way their oaths were taken during a swearing-in ceremony last month. Two pro-independence politicians draped themselves in banners that declared Hong Kong is not China and pledged allegiance to the Hong Kong nation. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order, but Beijing's conclusion that some are unfit for office because of the way they took their oaths has already triggered an uproar. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a national heroes cemetery. A court spokesman said there is no law that prohibits the burial. Current Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in August announced plans to enter Marcos at the heroes cemetery in Manila, a move opposed by many. Marcos' 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses to silence opponents. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.